Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rodeo edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room. It is brisk out here in the Florida room today. It is not sunshining. It looks like it might even rain up in this town. Who knew? Every once in a while, we do get the raindrops from the sky up in here. But you's listening to me on the Crab Diving Network. Did I say this is the Hollywood Hick? And my name is Brent. I don't even know if I said that, but you know what? I'm going to keep on trucking. But you're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You know what happens when you throw a backslash listen behind that? You're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. You hear that shit, mother truckers? Just trust, okay? Do your ear holes a favor and start tuning in, all right? You also need to be following the Hick on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and on the Facebook at facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick, okay? Oh, also, come on every day on the 7th on the Crab Diving Network. That means 7 in the morning and 7 in the evening. That's East Coast. No, that is not. I can't talk. That is West Coast time. If it's on the East Coast, it'd be 10. Anywhere else, do the mother trucking maths, okay? Okay, so that's that. So I'm trying to get this done. You know, I'm trying to rush, get everything done because, you know, I'm ditching the place I go to every day today. See, every once in a while, I can ditch that joint, which feels kind of good. I don't got to go up in there. But I do have to do some things before I leave to go out to the Homo Rodeo this weekend because I'm headed out to the Palm Springs land where the Homo Rodeo takes place so I can go out there and find me a rich cowboy husband to take me away from all of this stuff and I can just do things and not have to go to a place every day. That's the ultimate goal. Will I achieve it? Probably not. Will I do my best using my sluttiness? Yes, I will. That is how I plan to approach this. I figure I've been trying to be a good boy lately, and that ain't working. So maybe if I try to be a bad boy, then I can get me some action and some satisfaction, kind of like Thunderbird. Remember those commercials? What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the action? Satisfaction. I used to love those commercials when I kid, although I had no fucking clue what they were talking about. I just liked it. It had a good vibe. But yeah, I'm headed out to the Homo Rodeo. So in any of you people, if you did not realize, but yes, us homos do butch things sometimes. It is real straight up rodeo. I used to do it back in the day before the doctor told me that your back is not very good. You have these squishy discs in your lower back, and if one of them bulls falls on you or twists you around the wrong way, you might be jacked the fuck up. And I started to think about it, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to be jacked the fuck up. I would rather be able to walk around and do things. So I gave up the life of a rodeo star, although I wasn't much of a rodeo star, to be quite honest. I just did it for the hell of it because it was fun to wrestle bulls. Who knew that I could wrestle a bull? I didn't know it until I started doing it. And then I was like, oh my God, I just wrestled a mother trucking bull, grabbed it by the horns, twisted his head, and he laid the fuck down like he was supposed to. It's pretty freaking exhilarating. It is freaking, when you do that shit and you come out of that freaking arena and you're like, oh my God, I just in there wrestling a freaking 4,000 pound critter and I won, that the adrenaline takes over and you are nuts. I'm not kidding. You just go freaking, like, it's like, super high, and then all of a sudden it ends and you're like, oh, can I go to sleep now? That's how that shit works. But that's what I'm telling you. Headed out as a spectator to the Homo Rodeo where I will not be eating pork sandwiches, y'all. Mother trucking, no. Last year, I went to this same event, went out to the Homo Rodeo, got me some delicious-looking pork sandwich from some barbecue joint that had a stand up at the rodeo, right? And next thing I know, the next morning, not just me, but me and my friend that came with me, poisoned by a pork sandwich we was. I am not kidding. It was the worst, most horrible experience I can remember, in recent memory at least. And then had to ride all the way back from Palm Springs, dying, both of us dying in a car, an old-ass Mercedes, and well-kept old Mercedes, but still an old-ass Mercedes with the air conditioning ain't great. The seatbelt was too restricting. I couldn't get out of it fast enough to barf on the side of the road. That's how bad it was. I had to pull over on the side of the freeway. I was like, I'm about to erupt. We better get this, hurry it up, people, get out the way, because it's coming. And then the seatbelt doesn't got no give to it. It's just solid, like it has no like like they do now, where if you move slowly, you can like lean forward. No, couldn't get out of it. Almost barfed all over everything. Oh, it was horrible. I'm sorry to bring that part of the conversation up. And the other thing is, people would like just make judgments. Like Dolly always says, if you're judging, you're already sinning, so you can't be judging, right? Well, let me tell you what happened. People decide that they just gonna judge anyway. Because listen, tell me this. I had left, right? I was leaving Palm Springs dying of poison from a pork sandwich, right? Well, on the way out, I told my buddy, I was like, yo, dude, pull in that liquor store right there. We need to get like some Gatorade or something so we can sip on that on the ride back so that we can get some hydration going on up in us, because we are both losing all of our hydration on account of we're barfing and shitting everywhere because of this poisoning pork sandwich that we had, right? Well, I go in the store, right? I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying. Just get this over with. Go up in there, get a couple of bottles of Gatorade, sit them on the counter. Right as I sit them down, I was like, uh-oh, here it comes. Here it comes. I don't want to have this happen up in this dude's store. So I went outside. I was like, there was nobody outside. It was Sunday morning, relatively early, because we just wanted to get the fuck out of there because we were dying, right? So then I go out there, and as soon as I get out there, I start barfing in the bushes because that's what I, the closest thing I could find that was like semi not going to be a disaster, right? And then car after mother truck and car after mother truck and car pulls into this parking lot. All of them give me the stink eye like I was out partying it up, causing trouble, and now I'm hung the fuck over. When I was not hung the fuck over, I was poisoned by a pork sandwich. So I would like for you to hold your judgment until you know the whole story. I feel like Demi Lovato. She's always getting butt hurt over something. That girl, for somebody who wants to sing about being so damn confident, she sure ain't that fucking confident. I swear to God. Like, she is, like, that girl likes playing a victim better than anybody I've seen in a long time. And I get it. Maybe she's had some struggles. We've all got struggles. But I don't need, like, here, let me just find the story I was talking about. Where did I put it? Where did I put that story? Did I save it? Let me see if I got it up in here. Because I can't remember if I saved it. Oh, here we go. This is the thing. Okay, again, Demi, like, she's always getting upset about somebody slighting her, somebody saying this, somebody saying that, like internet bullies and whatever. But this is the thing. Some of this stuff, I think some of these people bring on their damn self. Like, sometimes if you don't want people to comment, maybe you shouldn't be out there tweeting so many things or Instagramming so many things or, like, instigating things. And then when it doesn't work out in your favor, get all butthurt about it. That's the other thing. Like, if you can dish it out, you got to be ready to motherfucking take it. And I've always said that. I say it all the time on this here program, The Hollywood Hick, right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. But apparently, at this Met Gala thing that these people go to in these absurd outfits once a year, that Anna Wintour woman or whatever some Vogue lady puts on, and everybody goes over there, gets all like super dressed up or whatever, and that's like all about being edgy, whatever. But Taylor Swift went out with some like metallic outfit looking a straight up fool. Her new hairdo, okay, and Tay Tay girl, let me just tell you, that new platinum hair on you, it don't work for you, girl. It does not work for you. You look a fucking fright. You look a straight up mother trucking fright. You need to just go back to regular blonde and call it a fucking day, because that platinum shit is not working. You look a fright. Now, back to this story where Demi Lovato apparently got all but hurt because Nicki Minaj didn't tag her in some photo that was in, that she was in, that they were both happened to be in when they were like walking into this fucking thing or whatever. And apparently Demi Lovato got all but hurt over it and made some tweet. Where did she say? Here it is. Blah, blah, blah. This is over on the Us Weekly. It says here, Demi Lovato has late night Twitter rant over Nicki Minaj drama because you just can't let it go. But then the thing is, she gets all but hurt. We'll get to that in a minute. But she gets all butthurt when people like throw shade back in her direction, because apparently only Demi Lovato and her insecure ass is the only one who can freaking throw any shade. That's the way I'm reading this. But apparently Demi Lovato is not happy, and she would like the world to know, because that's what she does. She just like goes for some pity party every time, all the time, looking for some fucking pity party. If you're going to be confident, then just be confident. Know who the fuck you are and go about your goddamn business. That's what it is. Don't be fucking going out there pointing the finger at people, and then when they point it back, get all upset, as you will see has happened. But apparently in the early hours of last Thursday on Mayfest, Cinco de Drinko, that's when it was, the chart-topping singer, and the thing is, I like some of her songs. She's got some good songs. I will give her that, because I am a sucker for a good cheesy pop song, and she's got some good cheesy pop songs. But at the same time, it's like, girl, I just cannot support you. I cannot support you at all whatsoever. But Apparently, the chart-topping singer took to Twitter to let out all her frustrations over the fear of her supposedly lighthearted dig at Nicki Minaj had created after she received some serious side eye on the Met Gala red carpet. Yep, you did get a serious, straight-up side eye. But you don't know what that side eye was about. That side eye could be a lot of things. Sometimes side eye is unintentional. Like, you're just looking over, and it looks like you're throwing shade, but you're really not. But Pamela says here, as Us Weekly previously reported, because somebody fucking was screaming from the rooftops, I ain't naming any names, Demi Lovato, but I'm just saying is all, right? But apparently, the drama began when Minaj posted a photo of herself, Lovato, and some dude named Jeremy Scott, who's some the fashion designer who created the gowns for these two chicks that they're wearing at this thing. And they both look a fucking fright, too, by the way. They look a fucking fright, if I remember right. Where's the shade picture? I don't know where it went, but whatever. Everybody wore all this metallic stuff, and for a couple of people it worked for, but most people it just did not work. I just can't support that. But says Jeremy Scott, she like posted the picture, but apparently Nicki Minaj tagged Scott and Moschino, the company that he like makes these dresses for, but did not mention Lovato. Demi Lovato got all butt hurt and took to the Snapchats, because that's what all the youngins is doing. The youths today are using the Snapchats, right? Well, she goes up onto the Snapchat to address it up. She says, when you aren't mentioned in a post but didn't do shit to the person. Maybe she just didn't fucking mention you in the fucking post. You fucking self-centered. Everything's got to be about me. Why are you slighting me all the time? I'm so confident. If you're so confident, you shouldn't give a fuck. That's what confidence means. Confidence is like, you know what? Whatever. I don't need to be freaking tagged in that picture anyway. Who fucking cares? Move on with your damn day. Nicki Minaj didn't tag you in a picture. Ooh, the world must come to an end right now, you self-centered twat. I don't get it. I just don't understand. But then it goes on. See, then she can't let shit go. That's the other thing. Then she can't fucking let shit go, because she goes later on, the confident singer, because they're confident, who ain't very confident. I can guarantee you that right now. She's got some deep-seated insecurity issues she needs to work through. And the best place to not work through them is the freaking Twitters and the Snapchats and the Instagrams. I'm just saying is all. But apparently not everybody follows the same motto as the Hollywood hick here. Also, like, people never follow the don't dip your pen in company ink motto, because I see it happening all the time. I'm like, you people are ridiculous. Because when this shit don't work out, you're going to be stuck seeing that fool every day. And that's just an uncomfortable, horrible situation that you do not want to be in. Okay. Moving on. But apparently, the Demi Lovato then went and shared the now viral pic of Minaj seemingly glaring at her. But you don't know if she was glaring at you or not. Maybe she was looking for somebody. Maybe just like caught a picture at the moment where it looks like she was. Or maybe she was straight up side-eyeing you. Who knows? I don't know. But from one picture, you just made a whole lot of mother trucking assumptions is all I'm saying, right? Well, she goes, this picture pretty much summed up my first and probably last Met, because it wasn't all about me. So I'm not going to go back. It's like the kid on the playground. It's like, if you're not going to play my game, then I'm going home. Stomp feet. She captioned the snap, adding a slew of hashtags, including what's good, hashtag what's good, whatever. I don't know what this means, but I guess it's some infamous line Minaj used against Miley Cyrus in their onstage show. Oh yeah, that's what she said. What's good, whatever. But apparently, despite returning to social media later to insist it was all a joke, which I guarantee to you it was not. Everybody always wants to do that on the flip side. I was just joshing, y'all. No, the fuck you weren't. You commit every word of it. You were all butthurt, felt slighted, and you felt like you just going to try to get all your fans on your side. And then people came out and going like, maybe you're being a self-centered twat and you need to just like redirect your freaking energies, girl. Just redirect them energies. That's all I'm saying. But apparently, blah, 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 she received backlash for her comments, right? She kept on going, sometimes there's more to the story. She put this probably on the Snapchats. Sometimes there's more shit going on than you see. Maybe you don't, all caps Kanye style, don't know every aspect of my life. So maybe you shouldn't assume you know. Maybe I'm tired of sharing my story with the world. Then you know what? Then quit fucking throwing it out there. You started this shit. So then all of a sudden you started, but then it doesn't go the way you want it to. So then you get all butthurt telling everybody that they don't know who the fuck you are. You know what? We don't know who the fuck you are. We know who the fucking person is that you purport to be and that you project out there to the world as your freaking persona, as this pop singing sensation that you feel like you are. That's what it is. So if you're putting this shit out there, that's what people are perceiving, and that's where they're going to get their make their assumptions. You get that, Demi Sugar? Do I need to break it down any more basic for you to wrap your damn brain around this shit? You've been doing it a long time. You were a Disney's little Disney star for a while, and now you like actually segued into like an adult career that's actually doing quite well, and you got some good songs out there. But good Lord, Lord, you need to just fucking like, just get some, I don't know, just quit. Quit doing this kind of shit. That's what it is. Just quit doing this kind of shit and playing the victim all the time. You're always playing the victim card. It ain't cute, Demi. And if that won't enough, bitch still keeps on going. She can't stop. That's it. It's like, I don't want anybody to point their fingers and talking about me, but I'm going to keep poking that bear and keep putting things out there on the internet. Well, she goes on to say, maybe my midnight rants are part of my bipolar disorder. Can't change being crazy, but you can press unfollow. Yep, you could follow your own advice, Demi. That's what you could do. Then she goes on, or maybe I rant online because people assume they know things and their entitlement to know makes me feel obligated to defend myself. No, basically the best thing you could do is just shut the fuck up. If you don't give them something to fucking talk about, then they ain't got nothing to talk about. But you keep going on there and putting this shit out there and people are calling bullshit on you. And because people call bullshit on you, it don't make them bad people necessarily. Sometimes it does, I reckon. But in this instance, I don't think so. They're just calling bullshit. They're like, you're being a little bit self-centered. You're taking this way too far. You're being a little bit overly sensitive. Maybe you should dial it back a couple of few notches. I'm just saying as out. Then she apparently she then went on to admonish internet trolls and try to make them feel guilty about their behavior. She says on there somewhere on one of them, I'm assuming it's still the Snapchats, but maybe it's the Instagram or a Twit. They ain't really saying which one. But she says this right here. Imagine the love of your life, biggest crush, finding out you spend time on the internet commenting negative shit about celebrities. Embarrassed? No. I'm doing it right now. You know what I am? Not embarrassed because I'm calling you out on your shit. So here you go. If you're going to dish it out, sugar, you better be ready to take it. That's all I'm telling you. So I'm saying that I'm like there. You can dish it all you want. But when you get butthurt on the flip side because somebody throws you back some of your same freaking medicine, you can't take this fucking victim stance. It's not attractive. It doesn't look good. You can't wear it well. You're not a pretty enough girl to pull it off, to be quite honest. And then she goes on even more. She goes, or imagine telling your future children how you spent more time cyberbullying strangers than you did building a better future for them. At least I'm honest. Now, see, the thing is, I don't believe you. I think that's a straight up mother trucking lie. You are not honest. You're not honest about any of this, because if you were honest, you would honestly just stop it and quit freaking make an issue about it. But she goes on even more. I'd rather annoy people with my honesty and loud opinions than stay silent and be fake as fuck. Hashtag last tweet of the night. Hashtag going to sleep. Hashtag thank Dolly that she finally shut the fuck up. I'm just saying is all. But I don't believe you. You say, I'd rather annoy people with my honesty. No, I think you would rather freaking badger people and try to guilt them into feeling the same way you do when everybody in this world is not going to always feel the same way that you do. And the sooner you figure that shit out for yourself, the better off you're going to be, because you're going to need to learn to let some shit go, girl. You're going to need to learn to let some shit go. And you're sitting up going about, I'm just being confident. I'm standing up for myself. No, actually, you were making a mountain out of a molehill. And then when it didn't turn out your way, you got all butthurt about it and then tried to fucking shame people and do shame fingers at them and just try to make people feel bad, when really you should have just been like, you know what, I'm just gonna let it go. But you couldn't do it. It didn't turn out your way, so now you want to try to make people out to be the bad guy, when really, honestly, if you're gonna dish it out, be ready to take it, or then you're the bad guy. Which, as far as I'm concerned, Demi Lovato, shut the fuck up. We are borderline broke the fuck up, because you're getting on my damn nerves. I don't care how many good pop songs you make, sometimes I just can't take, like the Biebs, broke the fuck up. What did he just, like, the Biebs just did something recently too. What the fuck did the Biebs do? He just got sued for like $100,000. Let's see if we can find this shit. Because he got sued for like $100,000 by some dude because he was being a complete freaking douchebag at a club. And he fucking couldn't, he couldn't beer bong to save his freaking life, right? So then this dude actually got it on his like celery phone. And the Biebs got all upset, snatched it, went all freaking bonkers, smashing it up. And this dude had a whole bunch of shit on there, suing his ass for $100,000. And honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think there's anything fucking wrong with it. Mother trucking tall. But this fucking computer is pissing me the fuck off. Let me just say that right here and now, because I'm trying to freaking find this freaking article and it will not cooperate. Fucking, I typed in Justin Bieber and it takes me to iTunes. I don't want you to go to no goddamn iTunes. I want you to go to fucking news stories about his dumb ass so I can talk about this story. Let's see if I can find it. Here we go. I think I found it. Justin Bieber is being sued for $100,000. This is over on something called the J14. I've never seen this website before. I just found it when I did a search right now. Oh, I have to admit to this website that I'm older than 13. I think I might qualify. Usually it says like 18 or some shit. What the fuck? Oh, here we go. Oh, God. It's going to be one of them where some autoplay shit or something's going to come on. If I lose my mind in the middle of this, y'all, I apologize in advance. But it says right here, Justin Bieber is being sued for $100,000 after allegedly smashing up a person's mobile telephone after they filmed him spilling a drink all over himself. What I heard, it was not just a drink. It was a beer bong. And apparently he was ill-equipped to handle a beer bong. He don't know how to do it. And it went everywhere, got all over him, and it was not an attractive moment. Somebody got on video, and he lost his ever-loving mind because then he didn't want no video of him out there not knowing how to do a beer bong, which really aren't that hard. I used to do them in college all the time. All the mother trucking time. Like, we were ridiculous about it. Like, look back on it, I was like, why did I even do that? It was just like that is just like untoward. Like, we even had a like two or three story one. We had like a two-story apartment building. This dude house would get up on the top floor on the roof, and he would hold this beer bong that went all the way down to about, took three beers to fill it up, and then we would beer bong three beers at once. See, Justin Bieber, you bitch ass bitch, I was able to do three beers in one beer bong when I was in college. That is not something you should particularly be proud of. I'm just saying it happened. I ain't saying I'm proud of it, but it did happen. So you need to freaking pull your shit together. But this thing goes on. It says, according to TMZ, the lawsuit says that Justin was furious after he realized that he was being filmed by this dude named Robert Earl Morgan. This is said to have led to the Canadian singer grabbing the man's cell phone and smashing it to pieces. In the lawsuit, the plaintiff claims he never got his SIM card back and the mobile was destroyed, which contained thousands of irreplaceable images, such as his grandmama's 100th birthday party. And he also lost business contact details. Bitch, you need to back your phone up. That's what you need to do. Yo, Robert Earl Morgan, like, I'm on your side, dude. I'm 100% on your side. But you should be backing your phone up. You wouldn't have this problem. If you just plug it into your computer and the iTunes, tell that shit to back it the fuck up, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have all your shit on the flip side. That's how that works. That's just how that goes down. That's just on the regs, you know? But yeah, Biebs, we are broke the fuck up. Because he keeps trying to say, I'm sorry for acting like a douche. I'm sorry for the... No, you're not. That was all a freaking marketing ploy. A whole bunch of bitch asses bought it. I did not buy it. So as of right now, me and Justin Bieber's is broke the fuck up. I was trying to give him a chance because he does make a catchy pop soon every once in a while. But right now, I just can't support him and his freaking douchebaggery. It's just too much. It's just way too freaking much for me. I can't take it. I can't do it. I ain't gonna do it. I don't wanna do it. It's just how I roll, right? All right, let's see what else the fuck is going out there. I don't wanna talk about people that piss me off right now, because sometimes I just don't feel like talking about, ooh, this makes me excited. I don't know if it make y'all excited, but it has every one of my homo genes going straight up on tilt when I found out this was a coming up. But says here on, I guess it's the Muse site, which is one of them gawker sites, which fucking Hulk Hogan better not have closed down trying to sue these people for all these hundred millions of dollars when I'm pretty much on gawker side. Because if you're going to sit out there and talk about your sexual prowess and then your sexual prowess ain't what you purport to be and there's proof of it and they put it out there, you just get all butthurt, then maybe you shouldn't have been lying all them years. And now I hear that Hulk Hogan is trying to sue them again for putting the thing out because of his racist rant that came out through the whole thing, which got him fired from the World Wrestling Association. And so now he's all pissed off about that, trying to double sue for that too. When you said it, dude, sometimes you got to be careful of what you say, because you never know who's recording it. That's the world we live in. You better be trusting that right there. I say shit all the time. I'm like, oh my God, I hope nobody fucking recorded that, because that sure didn't come out the way I intended it to. I certainly sound like a horrible, awful, hateful person, which I am not, BT Dubs. I'm just saying is all. But over here on this Muse site, it says Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange will play a feuding Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. Yep, they're making a TV movie miniseries about the feud between Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, which with those two, it's going to probably be good. And I'm assuming that Susan Sarandon will be Betty Davis and Jessica Lange will be Joan Crawford. And I honestly just can't see that going wrong. That's just like a marriage made in homo heaven. I'm just saying. But on that Ryan Murphy dude who did that Glee show, I think he did that OJ Simpson TV miniseries that was on TV. He does that American Horror Story show, all of that kind of stuff. He has another anthology series in the works at the FX. Oh, good. FX, they do a little bit more risqueness and they get away with more than the regular TV programming channels. But it's called Feud, and it's about feuds. Oh, guess what? That's the dumbest line I have ever read. Dude, whoever wrote this, what is your name? Kelly Faircloth. Girl, you need to go back to journalism school. It's called Feud, and it's about feuds. No fucking shit. Well, why would I ever think that something called feuds might be about a fucking feud? Jeebus Christ. Like, reporting and people's, skills at the writing are not that great anymore. Like, I don't purport that mine are. I sit here and talk the way I talk. That's just the way I am. And I don't make any pretenses that I'm anything else. But these people on the interwebs, they need to proofread some shit. I don't think anybody proofreads shit before they throw it up on the interwebs. I just don't think so. But apparently it's called Feud and it's about feuds. Whoa, who would think? And then I'm saying, so the first season will be dedicated to the feud between Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, who will be played by Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange, respectively. Right. And then says this is the best television show I've ever seen. And I haven't even seen it yet. I agree with this chick. Like, there, I agree with this Kelly Faircloth chick who wrote this. Like, this sounds fucking awesome. I can't wait. Like, and I'm telling you, every one of my homo genes is completely on tilt wanting to see this right now. Like, it needs to be on television right this freaking second. But according to the Hollywood Reporter, people on here says it's going to be produced by Fox 21 Television Studios. Ooh, that might mean that it comes. Well, never mind. I don't. Whatever. The 8-episode first season revolves around Joan Crawford and Bette Davis' legendary riff they had on the 1962 feature film Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, which is still a fucking tits good movie. And, oh, BT Dubs, let me tell you a little tip from that I learned from the Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, because I watched it a couple of years ago. I probably watched it. Watching it with my bestie, right? And we were watching, and like, there's the scene where Bette Davis goes to the beach, and she goes to this little bar, and on the sign at the bar, it's like a chalkboard for their specials, and it says Smooth Sailing, Smirnoff, and Squirt. Let me tell you, Squirt's that grapefruit soda. Let me tell you, that is the best pre-mixed cocktail to smuggle into something. Error. I'm just saying is all, because I'm always trying to smuggle in booze into like venues and things like that, because I don't want to pay these freaking venue prices for a beer. I don't want to pay you $12 for a beer when I can smuggle in some vodka and freaking Squirt. But then you call it a Smooth Sailing and it sounds fancy, and all it is vodka and Squirt. But this is how you smuggle. Like, if you go to the Hollywood Bowl, I hope I ain't out of myself, and I hope nobody from the Hollywood Bowl is listening to this and would like, whatever. But I'm going to tell you anyway, because it's a good tip. But see, they don't want you to break the seal on things. They'll let you bring in like a bottle of soda as long as it ain't been opened, right? Well, this is what you do. You get your rag and take some Berlin water, right? And you wet the rag with the Berlin water and wrap it around the lid part to get it all warmed up. And then you should be able to twist it off, and it won't break the thing on the bottom, the little seal thing. So you can take the whole lid off, pour out some of the Squirt, pour in your vodka, put the lid back on, looking like the seal ain't never been broken. And then you got purely smuggleable. And that's a hard word to say, y'all. Smuggleable. Booze that you can take into venues and things, the ones that allow you to bring like non-alcoholics, but and things like that. So, helpful tip from the Hollywood Hick today about how to smuggle your booze. I'm just saying it's all. But let's get back to this thing. Apparently, the rivalry between the two stars was paramount to the movie's popularity at the time. The movie scored 5 Oscar nominations, including one for Davis, because she's fucking brilliant in it. She's just fucking. I love how that woman would just go. She don't give a fuck. She just goes. Goes on and says, American Horror Story alum Jessica Lange will reteam with Murphy and star as Crawford. Good. Whew. And Susan Sarandon will play Davis. And the pilot is based in part on the script Best Actress by Joffrey Cohen and Michael Zamm, which Murphy purchased. So I don't know what the fuck is all, whatever. I just know that this, unless they, but thing is, like, if I don't want to get my hopes up too high too, because if they fuck it up, I'm going to be all kind of pissed off. All kind of pissed off. But I'm going to try to reserve judgment until it happens, but I love Susan Sarandon and I love Jessica Lange. They're both tits good actresses, so I really don't see this going any other way than good. I have to have high hopes. I got to look at that glass half full, mother truckers. That is how I roll these days. I'm trying my best. I ain't saying I do it every time, but I do try to look at the glass half full and not want to choke a bitch at every minute of every day. That's just how I feel, right? Working on it. I'm working on myself, y'all. blah, blah. Oh, where is this story? I wanted to talk about this. I normally do not talk about these people. Or actually, I do talk about them on occasion, but I can't because I can't help myself, right? But I thought I had saved it, but apparently I did not. So we are going to look for this. But I'll talk about it while I'm looking for the thing because I got the kind of the gist of it. But this Met Gala thing, which I don't quite understand, right? Oh, wrong freaking button I pushed. Damn. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to talk and do things at the same time, and apparently I'm not that good at it. So, but apparently Kim Kardashian and that shame of a husband of hers, Kanye West, right, were getting ready to go to this Met Gala thing, right, where he showed up in like ripped jeans and freaking ugly ass boots. Like he looked a straight up fright with these like contact, like those like freaky contacts that make your eyes like white or something, which were like a thing years ago. It's like you're behind, Kanye. You're way behind. But apparently they had a bodyguard dude that they had hired that's like an ex NYPD cop slash ex whatchamacallit, Chippendales dancer, but he like does bodyguarding for Alanis Morissette, Leonardo DiCaprio with his ugly ass underbeard foolishness that he's always walking around with, which I don't understand, which I don't think anybody in their right mind understands, but people just go with it. I don't know why they let him get away with it. If I saw him walking down the street, I would have to walk up and be like, dude, you seriously need to reevaluate that fucking underbeard because you look a straight up fright. But of course, now I can't find this damn story, and I thought I had bookmarked it, but apparently I didn't. But apparently this dude, like, apparently what happened was Kim Kardashian and this bodyguard dude were chatting, and Kanye West saw it, thought that he was flirting with her or she was flirting with him, got all butt hurt. So what does he do? He goes all Kanye on the situation and fires the dude right then and there. And the dude came back saying like, yo, you fucking straight up nuts, dude. You are straight up 100% freaking nuts. But I can't find this damn article, so I'm doing it all off the top of my head. And then he like basically called him out. He's like, one, he's like, basically, and I paraphrase here, but he was like, Kanye is straight up fucking crazy. He's like, Kim was actually pretty like nice and personable and everything was good, but Kanye is freaking as crazy as they come. And he's like, everybody needs to stay the fuck away, because he's just basically what it boils down to. So if you ever get asked to be a bodyguard by Kanye motherfucking dumbass West, you might just want to say, it ain't worth the money because you're fucking nuts and I don't want to have to deal with your level of crazy. That's just how that shit needs to go down. That's what I'm thinking, right? That's what I'm thinking. Whatever. Since I can't find this article to read the quotes from the dude because he was just saying good things, looking one last time as I roll through this fucking shit. I don't know why I can't find it. You know what? I think there was a quote here over on this Media Takeout, which is one of my new favorite websites. I highly encourage you looking at it. According to them, it is the most visited urban website in the world. But apparently, oh, I was looking for it. I thought I had found it, but here we go. Oh, here we go. Here, this has a quote on it where it says, Kanye West bodyguard is snitching. He's telling it all on these fucking idiot people, right? This is what he said. He said, she was just naturally speaking to me in a normal manner. I would describe her as being very gracious and having a nice dialogue. I was surprised she was very nice. She's the polar opposite with me than he was. Him or his handlers didn't like what they saw, the body language or what have you. They may have thought there was something going on that wasn't. And it wasn't. Because also, Kanye fucking supposedly like asked for this dude specifically. But he said, he was asked if he would do it again. He said, when they asked me to do this gig again, because he had done it one time before and Kanye was horrible, he turned it down at first because he's like, fuck this dude, I ain't doing this shit. But then like after they kept asking, he figured that maybe they were requesting him, that his rapport with Kanye would be better. And now he's like, nope, ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna stick to celebrities like Leonardo and Alanis Morissette and these other people that I can actually like get along with and not want to fucking punch in the throat for being a horrible, awful, hateful person that nobody needs to fucking deal with. I wish people would quit paying him any attention so he would just fucking go the fuck away. Him and his weird looking wife. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. She's just so weird looking. It's just all so fake and weird looking. It's like, and you know, I'm all for people who are a bunch of weird features that happen to work together for some reason. You know, like Jake Gyllenhaal or Michelle Pfeiffer. If you really break down their faces, they're kind of like a whole bunch of weird features that work together for some reason. Kim Kardashian just looks straight up fucking weird. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. It's like she's short with like, she looks like a freaking Muppet or a freaking, no, she looks like a Fraggle from Fraggle Rock. That's more what she looks like. She fucking straight up nuts. I don't like it. I don't see what everybody finds so attractive, but I guess I ain't supposed to because I'd rather have a pecker than what she's got anyway. That's just how that shit works. All right, what the fuck? I don't want to talk about these two fools anymore. Ooh, let's go in and check in with fucking our friend Prince. May he rest in peace. Moment of silence. Because it is straight up sad. It is straight up mother trucking sad, this whole thing. Because I'm getting like the rumblings of the like Michael Jackson thing where there's all these like pill pushing and how many doctors did you have that you were getting pills from? And now there's this whole thing about this doctor that was coming to save his life, but he couldn't get there in time. So he sent his son, who might be in trouble because his son had these like synthetic opiates that you're supposed to give people when you're weaning them off of the drugs and whatnot. But apparently, it's opened up all kind of investigations. So let's go over here to the TMZ, because if you just click on the name Prince, it shows you all the latest stories about him. And let's see how far back we need to go, because I didn't talk about this on the last episode because I might have got into talking about JonBenet Ramsey and who might have done killed her back in the day, because I can't help myself. I am fascinated by that JonBenet Ramsey story. I just can't help myself. But apparently, they blah, 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 emergency call. Okay. Oh, the thing is, another one, like all his like secret siblings are coming out of the woodwork because he didn't have no will. People, go get you a will. Go get you a freaking will. But then, whatever. Okay, this doesn't have anything good. But back here on this other page, I shouldn't have clicked off of anyways. He was scheduled to meet with addiction doctor just the day after his death was the appointment. And the guy's son shows up, right? Who's in all kind of trubs now because he is only in med school, if I understand it right. So he ain't authorized to give out no drugs yet. And they came from California, so they also brought it across state lines, which makes it trafficking or some shit. Like, they could get in trubs for this. But now the DEA, which is that the Drug Enforcement Agency, they're all up in this shit. See, that's the thing, because you can't get that many Percocet pills from one doctor the way it's like set up. You can only write so many subscriptions, and then that's that, right? Well, apparently he was doctor shopping, getting a whole lot of subscriptions from a whole lot of different doctors and then going around to different CVSs. But I would think CVS would be linked up, but maybe he was where they could like see what's going on. But maybe he had different names and shit because, you know, they use secret aliases. That's what Michael Jackson was doing. But according here to the TMZ folks, the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration is now involved in the death investigation of Prince. And our law enforcement sources say drugs are the focal point of the criminal probe. No fucking shit. What do you think? What else would we be probing? Nothing. Probe how ugly his freaking Paisley Park mansion thing is. I'm surprised how ugly the outside of that thing is. I talked about it a week or so ago. Still, like, inside was very Prince. Outside was just this big box. It was ugly as, or is ugly as fuck, because it's still standing there. But back to this story that we're talking about here. Our sources say the DEA and the Minnesota Attorney General are looking into the various prescriptions that were written for Prince, and the focus is opiates. Prince had a life-threatening Percocet addiction, and authorities believe opiates will likely be either the sole or at least a significant factor in his death. The sources say the investigation is sweeping. Doctors and pharmacies involved in prescribing and filling meds for Prince are targeted, but possible enablers are also in the crosshairs. Mm-hmm. That's what they come after everybody. Look what happened after Michael Jackson. They were like looking at everybody. That his buddy Arnie Klein, that like doctor, that like a dermatologist, famous one in Beverly Hills. I think he ended up losing everything. Everything. So this is only just beginning. I'm telling you, they're gonna try to make an example out of this shit. I guarantee, right? Well, says the sources now say the toxicology report will still be a few weeks away, although it was initially set to be released 2 weeks after the autopsy. We know at least one doctor was a friend of the singer, but we're told the investigation is much broader. Yeah, because see, that's the thing. People get enamored with the like superstardom, and then they just start going like, okay, well, you're Prince, so I'll let some things slide until you let too many people let some things slide. And then the next thing you know, you are in the crosshairs of a DEA investigation. But, what happened when this is the part I find fascinating. So it says the 9 because the son of the addiction doctor is the one who actually called 911, apparently, right? So it says here over on the TMZ, 911 caller may have big criminal issues. Motherfucking oh, right? Well, if this shit was scrolled down so I could read, it says here, the man who called 911 in Prince's death could face criminal, because that's like, that, what the fuck is criminal? It's not even a fucking word. Criminal prosecution if he was expecting to get paid for helping the singer, and it all comes down to the pills in his backpack. The lawyer for Andrew Kornfeld, excuse me, whose dad runs a rehab facility in Marin County, California, says his client is entitled to immunity from prosecution because he was acting as a good Samaritan, which could be the case. Like, if that, honestly, that's what he was going to do, then I actually kind of support that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Now, if you're not supposed to do that and you know you're not supposed to do that, but you did it anyway, then I don't really have a whole lot of ammunition to defend you other than he was at least trying to help somebody who was a super talented musician and somebody that a lot of people would be very upset if he passed away, try to stop that from happening. And he just got there just a little bit too late. But the issue, like we had said, is Andrew had a synthetic opiate in his backpack, like I done said, right? And he's not a doctor. Our sources say investigators are keenly interested in knowing why Andrew brought the pills. They are often used to wean people off of drugs like Percocet, which is what basically is what everybody is assuming took out Prince, because he apparently had a huge addiction to the Percocets. His attorney points out to a Minnesota law that protects people who might be committing drug crimes from being prosecuted if they call 911. The idea is to give people an incentive to help others in dire need without fear of prosecution. I can kind of support that. Actually, not even kind of. I fully support that. But here goes the problem, y'all. This is where he's about to get jacked the fuck up. I'm just saying it's all right. Under the law, the person who dials 911 does not get immunity if they receive or expect to receive compensation for picking up the phone and making the call. It's unclear if Andrew and his dad were going to get paid, but the recovery center charges for its services, so it's a good bet they were expecting some kind of compensation up in here. But this is the part that I don't understand, because it says right here. All right. Under the law, the person who calls 911 does not get immunity if they receive or expect to receive compensation for picking up the phone and making the call. Well, it's like, I don't think you would expect compensation for calling 911, but you were expecting compensation for coming over there to like help him out and try to wean him off of this Percocet addiction. So how does that work? Like, that, there's some ambiguity there that just don't quite like jive for the Hollywood hick here. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if you can charge him with this, because if he called 911 legit, he didn't expect to get paid for calling 911. He was expecting to get paid for weaning him off of the drugs, which apparently now ain't no reason to weed him off of the drugs, because the drugs done killed him. So maybe there's no need for money. Like, I don't know. I'm going to be interested to see how that plays out. So that means he's all good. But maybe they can still get him for like trafficking, because he wasn't a doctor who was in, had them synthetic opiates you can only get by subscription. I don't know. Something's going, like, they're trying to make an example out of somebody somewhere, and it might be this poor kid. But that's just the way it goes. Unfortunately, right? It goes on to say, as for the drugs in the backpack, even if Andrew's dad prescribed the drug for Prince, our DEA sources say in states where the doctor is not board certified. So basically, that's where they're probably going to get him, right there. That's where he's going to get fucked the fuck up, right? He's going to have to come in there and be like, you had illegal subscription drugs in your back satchel and you took them across state lines. First no-no. Went to deliver them in a state where you and or your daddy ain't board certified. Your daddy is at least a doctor, but from what I understand, this kid, or the younger, his son, I'm not going to say kid, he's probably in his 20s, he is in med school or some shit like that, studying to be a doctor too. But I hope this don't fuck, like, I feel bad for this guy, because I feel like he was just trying to help, and now he is like all kind of in trubs. Because if you look over here, like, he ain't talking to nobody. They're like, the paparazzi are trying to talk to him, and he's like, motherfucking, ain't gonna talk to you people. No, I am smart enough to know to keep my lips shut. Hell to the no. I ain't talking to you. He is the caller right here on the TMZ 911 caller, tight lipped during death investigation. I would be too. I'll be like, I ain't saying jack that you people can use against me. Twist my words. Do whatever it is you do, because I know everybody and their brother is looking on this. And there's a shit ton of people out there who love them some Prince, and they might go a little bit freaking batshit crazy. I'm just saying, it's all right. But that's where everything stands at this point with the whole Prince thing. It's really sad as fuck. I'm still sad. Like, I've been listening to the Prince tribute channel on the Sirius radio. If you got the Sirius radio in your car, it's channel 50. Turn on channel 50. It's all Prince tribute. I've been listening to it for the last few days. And it's like, why do I always bite my motherfucking tongue while I'm talking? That don't make no damn sense. What is wrong with me? Oh, Lord have mercy on us all. But that's what I'm saying. Sad still. I'm not over this whole Prince thing, because he was one of, like, Sign of the Times is still one of my all-time favorite albums. That fucking album is tits good. tits good, beyond tits good. It is extra special good. I'm just saying is all. All right, let's talk about something else. I'm getting depressed now thinking about this. Again, I was going to talk today. I thought about it, but then I can't, every time I get ready to talk about it, it just makes me so fucking angry. I don't know if I want to take myself to that place on the day before I'm supposed to go out and have fun playing with cowboys out in Palm Springs, which is one of my favorite things to do. I love me some cowboys. Cowboys and firemen. All you got to do is put on a cowboy hat, and I'm going to check out and see what's underneath it. There's no way around it. Firemen, you put on a fireman outfit, already ups your hotness quotient right there. I don't care. Average dude instantly becomes super freaking hot and my clothes would fall off. That's just how that works. I'm not even going to pretend like it wouldn't work any other way. That's just how I roll, right? But I was going to talk about this freaking stupidness we're going on with this whole freaking bathroom law nonsense and how everybody's like all thinking that some men are going to sneak into the ladies' room and all of this nonsense and try to like go like molesting children and things like that, which has never happened that anybody can like find any like documentation of that any transgender person would do anything like that or has. It just don't make no sense. I look it up. I'm looking on this stupid thing. Here I go talking about it. I'm just going to say this one thing really quick, then I'm going to move on because it's driving me crazy how there's like these stupid men who have taken it upon themselves, these freaking mouth-breathing morons. All of them look like more of a fucking child molester than the people they're looking for, standing outside of bathrooms, harassing people, telling them they don't look lady enough to go into the freaking ladies' room. It's just like, fucking mind your own goddamn business. But then I look at this stupid freaking, what is it, the American Family Association that thinks that they're the freaking moral fucking compass for the whole entire world when really they're just a bunch of bigot-ass fucking discriminatory bitch-ass assholes who need to be drowned in a fucking toilet after I finish punching them in the fucking throat. That's how much I hate these motherfuckers and their fucking the hate they spew, whatever. It just makes me, it's like, I don't want to, but there's this dude, what's his name? Brian Fisher. He's a fucking horrible person. You should listen to some of the things that come out of his mouth sometimes. But he's trying to say that all the, here's, that sex crimes inside Target stores are far from theoretical. Yes, but none of them involve the ladies' room. A suspect arrested in a Target sexual assault of 11-year-old girl, probably some freaking Kentucky man, probably from member of the goddamn American Family Association, picked up a girl. That didn't happen in a bathroom. Man arrested in for store gropes to face multiple sexual account charges. Okay, dude was up in Target groping people. Didn't happen in the bathroom. Wasn't dressed up as a woman. It's just fucking ridiculous, right? Another one they cite, man with history of molesting women arrested. Case may be related to St. Louis County sexual assault. Yep, didn't happen up in the bathroom. South Bend police looking for men who performed sexual act at Target department store. Didn't happen in the bathroom. Snuck up behind some chick and groped her up in the aisles. So you don't even got to go in the bathroom to get freaking molested at Target. Police tip leaves the man wanted for touching young girls at Target. Guess where that didn't happen? Up in the ladies' room. So it's like, I mean, it goes on. He has cites all of this fucking shit, but none of it, it's like it makes no fucking sense to me. Like, you people, just quit hating. Don't fucking worry about what other people are doing. Mind your own fucking house and move the fuck on, okay? Stop it. Just stop it. I can't talk about it anymore. It makes me so angry. Like, there's like videos of dudes like harassing this poor girl because she doesn't look girly enough for him. Well, like, you know what? There's some very boyish looking dudes. And there's, I mean, ladies out there. And there's also some very freaking feminine looking men. That's just how the fucking shit works. And you're not out, it's not your goddamn job to determine that shit. Just go about your fucking day. You're not doing anything but being goddamn creepy McCreeperson. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. People just need to fucking stop it. I don't understand. I cannot for the life of me wrap my fucking brain around these dumbass motherfuckers. I just can't. Just can't. Just, I can't. I am not allowed to. It just doesn't work for me. All right. Oh, we got a few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program. Let's find something to make us feel better about ourselves before we get the fuck out of here. Shall we, y'all? Because I need to feel better about myself before I go out to the homo rodeo to go play with the cowboys. I'm going to a pool party this afternoon over there in the Palm Springs. So, but it's only supposed to be like 73 degrees. What the fuck, Palm Springs? I was going out there for a little sunshine so I can splash about in the pool, maybe find me a rich cowboy husband. Take me away from all of this. No, ain't gonna happen, Captain. I'm gonna be cold. Everybody will be blasting their nips, though. Everybody get cold, a nice little cool breeze comes by, and it's like, bow, nips are blasting everywhere that you look. And I don't have a problem with that. Ain't got no problem with that at all. But let's look over here on the smoking gun, see if there's any, holy sheep shit, y'all. Okay, I gotta read this one because, Lord have mercy. I hope there's a mug shot, too. Oh, he don't even look that fucking crunk. Well, People, be glad this ain't you. And you know this had to happen down there in Florida, the freaking nutsack of this country. People want to call it the pecker, but it's really more like the nutsack of this country if you really look at it. But it says here, drunk driver with his kids in car had 0.604 blood alcohol level. And in his mugshot, he don't even look that fucked up. I was expecting to see somebody looking fuck the fuck up. But this dude don't even look that fucked up. But says right here on the Smoking Gun website, right? A Florida man discovered passed out behind the wheel of an SUV carrying his children had a blood alcohol level of 0.604. He was passed the fuck out. Oh, wait a minute. This even tells us where he was, but more than seven times the legal limit. Seven times. Like, that kills a motherfucker. Some people would die from that. This dude must have a fucking tolerance like nobody's business. But according to the cops, Stephen Albretton was found slumped inside a Ford Explorer around 11 a.m. Friday. The vehicle, which was not running but had its hazard lights on, was parked at an intersection in Estero, the village where Albretton resides. So he was fucking George Michael in it, passed the fuck out at a stoplight. That's what it happened. Because I do yourself a service and go look up the picture of George Michael's face when the popo or whoever it was wakes him up and he's got like complete shock face. Because he was sleeping at a fucking stoplight because he was fucked up. And that is why you should be taking a lift, dude. Take a lift. Because I like to go out and tie one on, too. I don't know if I'm going to tie on a .604. I don't know if I bounce back from that shit. But I do like to tie one on. And I like to also use lifts and or Ubers because that way I don't have to fucking worry about having this kind of shit happen to me because this is embarrassing. And now your picture's on the Smoking Gun all over the interwebs for everybody and their brother to see. But goes on to say, Albrighton's teenage daughter was in the front passenger seat, while his son, also a juvenile, was in the back seat. So it's like, what the fuck do you do when your pop is so fucking hammered? He's driving you to school, or I don't know where they were going. It was on a 11 a.m. on a Friday. Shouldn't these fools be in school? That's what I'm thinking. Maybe her dad was too drunk to know how to get him to school, something like that. I'm just curious, like, what do you do? Like, your dad's passed the fuck out at a stoplight in the Ford Explorer, and you're like, what do we do now? Like, aunt, the daughter is 16. Isn't that what I just read? His teenage daughter. Okay, so teenage. So maybe she wasn't old enough to drive yet. I don't know. But that's some fucked up shit. That poor girl and that poor boy in the backseat, they're like, what the fuck do I do? My dad is fucking crunk, passed the fuck out. Here comes some blue lights. We are fucked. We are fucked, 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 fucked. That's what they're thinking, because that's what I would be thinking. But story goes on, says sheriff's deputies repeatedly sought to wake Albrighton, but met with little success. At one point, he raised his head and looked towards one cop and mumbled some unknown words and passed out again. So he was like, and then he goes pass right the fuck back out. People are fucking nuts, y'all. People are straight up mother trucking nuts. Then it says blah, 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 goes on. So Albrighton pictured above, not even looking that crazy. His mugshot is not a bad mugshot. Like, I expected it to be like Rip Torn, Glenn Campbell, Nick Nolte level of mugshot. And that just did not happen. Did not happen at all whatsoever. But he was transported to a local hospital where tests recorded his blood alcohol content at 0.604, according to the police report, right? When Albrighton eventually became coherent and responsive, 5 hours after being found by police, he denied having consumed any alcoholic beverages. He was like, I don't know how y'all got this 0.604. That's just not possible. I don't know what you fuckers have done, but you done something, and it's not right. But they're like, bullshit, your blood tells us exactly what's going on up in there, and your bitch ass was seven times over the limit for being drunk, and that is some untoward motherfucking nonsense, and we're gonna have to like send you to the pokey. So apparently he was charged with goddamn motherfucking autoplay. Shit can kiss my motherfucking ass. Why do you start? I've been talking about this all this time, and now you start that shit. Blackout rage, go away. All right, but finish this story up real quick because I got to get the fuck out of here. Get to me a rodeo. Says he was charged with drunk driving and child neglect. Albright was booked into the Lee County Jail, where he remains locked up in lieu of a $10,000 bond. His children, who were not injured, were released into the custody of their mother. Their mother must be pissed the fuck off. So y'all, be glad that you are not one Stephen Albretton from someplace in Florida called Estero, and you'll be all better. That's just what I'm going to say. And on that note, y'all, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I got a rodeo to get to. To. Okay, okay. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. Follow me on the Twits at the H-Wood Hick. Follow me on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for me, mother truckers. I'm getting out of here. It's time to go chase me some cowboys. Find a rich one. Get me a husband. Take me away from all of this shit. All right. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. And I will talk to you bitch asses soon. Okay, okay. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Buh.
Just do that plain old Charleston swing when you sing, toot-a-lam, toot-a-lam.